It is Wednesday, October 19th. Welcome to another edition of the On the Quad podcast. I am Dave Miller, college football writer for the National Football Post, and we are ready for some Week 8 action. We've got a lot of really solid matchups, not any that particularly stand out, possibly besides the Wisconsin-Michigan State game, which comes up in East Lansing on Saturday night. I think that's probably the best game of the day. Looking ahead to Saturday's action, we don't want to sleep on USC-Notre Dame either. I really think that that's going to be a night game in South Bend. I really think that's going to be one of the better games of the day. May not be the two powerhouse traditional teams we're used to seeing, but I think Brian Kelly's team is playing their best football, obviously, of the season, and they are still unquestionably in the hunt for a possible BCS bid. They must get past USC. They also have Stanford on the schedule they'll have to get by. Let's touch on some of these matchups. Starting out Friday night, let's start out with Friday night. West Virginia at Syracuse, Rutgers at Louisville. You know, the Big East does not get a lot of love for good reason. They're going through a lot of off-the-field issues right now in terms of conference expansion, conference realignment. We know they're going to be losing Pittsburgh and Syracuse eventually to the ACC. We know they lost TCU to the Big 12. They're trying to bring in Boise, Air Force, Navy, possibly Houston, SMU, and so forth. But, you know, on the field, we've talked about their struggles for many years in the BCS era, just struggling in the BCS bowl games, having conference winners with, you know, one, two, sometimes three losses. So it's been disappointing for them. West Virginia is the team that they're really hanging their hat on. We saw them fall to LSU and Morgantown, but you'll be able to move the ball. Again, I don't think many people expected West Virginia to spring the upset in Morgantown. Well, now they're back in conference play. They go on the road to Syracuse Friday night. And, you know, the Mountaineers look to remain unbeaten in league play, while the Orange really cannot afford a loss. Can Doug Marone's squad contain the prolific offensive attack, Daniel Holgerson's attack led by quarterback? And, you know, I still have him as a dark horse Heisman contender in Geno Smith. At the same time, Rutgers will be playing, they will travel to Louisville. So we have two Big East games on Friday to kick off, you know, some Week 8 weekend action. And, you know, we see Charlie Strong get his 7-year contract extension. I love Charlie Strong. I was a little surprised that he was able to net such a long extension, considering they already have four losses. You know, this is a Louisville team that, you know, sure they have, Teddy Bridgewater, a quarterback, and they're still developing on defense. But, you know, for four losses, getting a contract extension already, obviously, their AD, Tom Urich, has high hopes for the program. And I believe in Charlie Strong as well, but they got to be able to take care of Rutgers Friday night. The Scarlet Knights, meanwhile, have been the conference's pleasant surprise, really. So we'll see if they can steal a road win, stay unbeaten in Big East action. Moving ahead to Saturday, Oklahoma State at Missouri. The Tigers really haven't had the season they had hoped up to this point. They had the road loss in Tempe to Arizona State, fell to Oklahoma. But a win over the Pokes could serve as a real nice springboard to a nice closing stretch for Gary Pinkel's squad. That'll be a noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central game in Columbia. It's a game to monitor because Oklahoma State came in fourth in the initial BCS standings. I believe they're first in the computer. So Oklahoma State, you know, this has been well documented, potentially the Oklahoma State-Oklahoma winner against the Alabama-LSU winner in a national title game. Potentially, we still have Wisconsin, Stanford, Clemson, Boise State, and other undefeateds. But, you know, Oklahoma State well in the mix. They will travel Saturday to Columbia. Looking ahead, and we'll talk more about these games on Friday, but I wanted to give an early glance in this edition of the On the Quad podcast of some of the games in Week 8 to keep an eye on. North Carolina at Clemson. Can the Tigers remain unbeaten in Death Valley? Taj Boyd and the offense have just been so prolific this year in the first season in Chad Morris's offense. Can they continue it against a defense of North Carolina that has NFL quality talent on it? You know, it is a home game, but Can Dabo Sweeney's team continue its unbeaten ways? Getting back to the Big East, I wanted to touch on this earlier. The Cincinnati-South Florida game, the Bulls have become a major disappointment after racing out to their undefeated start. A loss at home to the Bearcats would drop USF to 0-3 in the Big East, and not what Skip Holt, not what the Bulls fans imagine, especially after that opening win against Notre Dame. We saw them look disastrous in the loss to Pitt and losing at UConn last week, so they can't afford another loss. Auburn, LSU, Clint Mosley will be the new starting quarterback for Auburn. He'll replace Barrett Trotter in Gus Malzahn's offense. Kyle Frazier will play, however. He's their run threat, and Auburn will be looking for any kind of offense against LSU's defense as LSU's corners play physical bump-and-run coverage. The rotation of about 9 linemen, they never see any drop-off no matter who's on the field, so it's going to be a tough test for Auburn's young quarterbacks. Georgia Tech and Miami, can the Yellow Jackets bounce back from their road loss against Virginia last week? They'll have to do it against the Miami team, though, that really has played hard despite suffering some tough losses. You know, losing that opener to Maryland, falling in a thriller in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech, obviously losing to Kansas State. I have my concerns about Georgia Tech's defense. Ja'Cory Harris has been playing well. It's going to be tough for Georgia Tech to bounce back. They're trying, you know, they can't afford another loss in the ACC race. USC at Notre Dame, as I mentioned, may not be the national showcase as it once was, but Notre Dame's playing really solid football right now. They're looking to pick up their play on punt returns. Michael Floyd has been practicing. He went to the coaching staff, said he wants to return punts. That's something to keep an eye on in terms of special teams. And, you know, can this USC defense be up to the task in Monty Kiffin's second year? Will they be up to the task against Brian Kelly's offense? That'll be a night game in South Bend. Texas Tech and Oklahoma. The Sooners' defense will... They have a tough task on their hand. The problem for me is, if you're a Texas Tech fan, the same can be said for Chad Glasgow's defensive unit. And you know, it's a unit that was woeful last year, still struggling this year. And, yeah, I think Texas Tech will score their points. I'm just not sure if they're going to be able to stop Oklahoma at all. Washington at Stanford. We saw the Huskies enter the top 25 this past weekend. Keith Price playing really good football. I love what Steve Sarkisian's doing in Seattle. But will that stay in the top 25 last very long? You know, with a trip to Palo Alto to face Andrew Luck and the Cardinal. David Shaw's squad, all they do is win. And, you know, you look at I if you're a Stanford fan, I worry because I'm not sure if anyone – all these voters are actually watching too many Stanford games because they play on the West Coast. They'll have Oregon. They'll have Notre Dame. They have the teams to bump them up in the computer rankings, as does Wisconsin. So Stanford and Wisconsin, all they're doing right now is winning. And if you're a fan of those teams, you know, will the numbers play out at the end of the year? Before we get to Wisconsin, Michigan State, Southern Methodist, SMU at Southern Miss. It's a big Conference USA contest. Southern Miss can't afford another conference loss if it wants to get back to the Conference USA title game. Really like how the Mustangs are playing right now. They made the change at quarterback J.J. McDermott in for Kyle Padron early in the season. I think it was after the first game. And he's played really well. So June Jones' squad potentially moving on to the Big East after this season. We'll see how they play out, but they have to take care of on the field business at Southern Miss first. Finally, as I mentioned, the big game of the week, Wisconsin at Michigan State. Yeah, this is one of the Badgers' biggest tests of the season. You know, can they remain unbeaten, or can the Spartans keep up the momentum really after the wild victory over in-state rival Michigan? We saw them take down Ohio State a few weeks back, come back with the win over Michigan. They're capable of doing it. I truly believe that Michigan State's one of the most – I truly believe that Michigan State annually is one of the most talented teams in the Big Ten. We saw what they did last year, though. They were 8-0 going into that late October meeting in Iowa City, and they were just blown out, never had a chance. Then we saw what happened in the Capital One Bowl against Alabama, the largest margin of defeat for a team in Capital One Bowl game history. And then we saw Michigan State earlier this year in South Bend not showing up. So that's my concern with Mark D'Antonio's team. Will they show up? Will they be able? It's a home game. It's in East Lansing. There's no question that they'll have the home crowd to their advantage. But, you know, stopping Monty Ball, stopping James White, that rushing attack, and you know, stopping Russell Wilson not only through the air but with his legs running that play-action bootleg. So we shall see. That's obviously the best game of the week. I think it's a really solid week, though. You know, besides Wisconsin, Michigan State, you know, USC, Notre Dame, Auburn, LSU still is intriguing. I keep an eye on Oklahoma State, Missouri. You know, even Friday, those two Big East games. I know the Big East doesn't get a lot of love, but two big games for or in terms of the Big East conference race. So the On the Quad podcast will return Friday. We'll talk more in depth about these games. Feel free to email me, dave.miller@nationalfootballpost.com. You can follow me at Twitter on Twitter at @Miller_Dave. Send me your college football questions, and I'll read them on the air Friday if you send them along. So I will talk to you guys Friday and look forward to the Thursday night game, UCLA at Arizona. I know and I know it's another Pac-12 Thursday night game that may not be overwhelming. It may underwhelm a little bit, but you know, it's a big game for Rick Neuheisel as well as the Bruins look to stay in the Pac-12 South race. So on Friday's show, we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll get further into the Week 8 games. So long, everybody.